The Samsung Galaxy Buds FE are the perfect partner for your smartphone. Stay immersed thanks to active noise cancellation with AI technology that filters out unwanted background noise. Listen to your audio in comfort hour after hour with the new wingtip design and easy touch controls that make changing settings a breeze. That's a lot to love for just £99 RRP. The new Galaxy Buds FE. Buy now at Samsung.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, December 19th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, a Vietnamese EV company called VinFast has ambitions to become a global automaker. Now, after a rocky rollout in the U.S., the company is looking to build a factory in North Carolina. We'll hear more about VinFast's plans to expand in North America from WSJ reporter John Emont. And then, it seems like everyone is getting sick this time of year. If you still have to tune into video calls and you're not feeling your best, how can you still look your best? WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen tells us about the video call features that can help. First up, Vietnamese electric vehicle startup VinFast has its sights set on becoming a major global car company. But its U.S. rollout has been more like a roller coaster. When the company went public on the NASDAQ in August, it was briefly worth more than Ford and GM combined. But the first 999 vehicles shipped to the U.S. were recalled, and VinFast cars received negative reviews in the American automotive press. Now, the company is taking a big gamble. It's building a factory for its cars in North Carolina. Here to tell us about it is WSJ reporter John Emont. John, tell me more about VinFast. What should we know about the company?
VinFast is Vietnam's first EV maker, and the founder of the company, Pham Nhat Vuong, is one of Vietnam's richest men, and he's got money to play with. It's a fairly new company in Vietnam, started 6 years ago, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to produce high-quality, relatively affordable electric vehicles for people all over the world. It's part of something called the Vin Group, which is a massive conglomerate in Vietnam, and they focus on the emerging middle class in Vietnam, so fairly wealthy people, and they kind of have a premium aura. And they're trying to maintain that globally too. So even though you might think that a car from Vietnam would be super cheap, at least the current offers in the United States are for a fairly premium car. Some of their models are more expensive than the cheapest Tesla.
How does VinFast's market share compare to other big EV companies like Tesla and BYD?
It's tiny. VinFast delivered something like in the range of 10,000, 11,000 cars for the first 6 months of this year. So compared to Tesla and BYD, this is a real minnow. They're hoping to become something much bigger. And they attracted a lot of attention both because they listed on the NASDAQ and for a brief period had a very high valuation. And also they quite quickly started building a factory in North Carolina. And so it immediately raised the question, what is this Vietnamese car company? What are they doing in North Carolina? What are they doing trying to sell to Americans? But right now, in terms of actual sales, it's not a big player.
I mean, it sounds like VinFast had made this really big splash when they listed on NASDAQ and when they started selling and manufacturing in the U.S. But how are things going now?
Well, not so great. Their initial offering in the U.S. was widely panned. It got some pretty devastating reviews. Their valuation has plummeted, which is not so unusual. But there was a lot that was just very, very odd about how that listing went down. The extremely high percentage of shares that are controlled by the chairman of the founder of the company. Usually companies list because they're trying to raise a lot of money from the public. And that didn't appear to be the case, given just how much control the chairman of the company had. And in other ways, the company is facing growing pains like a lot of EV makers do. Right now, the market for EVs isn't so hot. Sales have been not great in the U.S. and in many other countries. So in that sense, VinFast is just up against a lot of headwinds.
What is its broad ambition as a company?
VinFast's goal is to be a major global automaker and the first Vietnamese global automaker. And Vietnam is a country that has an economy that's growing rather quickly, but it doesn't have any global brands. And the feeling was that Vietnam had never developed a major automaker. It typically imported cars or had cars like Toyota's made locally, but that the transition to EVs was actually an opportunity for a new player to get in the game. And that's why they're moving so quickly, because the goal is to just get these cars out there and get people familiar with them.
Okay, so now VinFast is trying to establish a factory in the U.S. What will that entail?
That will entail doing things very differently than they do things in Vietnam. So one of the major advantages of being a car maker based in Vietnam is you've got very low labor costs. You're connected to all these Asian supply chains. It's a good place to make stuff. North Carolina is just going to be very different. You know, manufacturing wages in the U.S. are typically more than 10 times higher than in Vietnam. So that's something that they're going to have to deal with. And typically, it's hard to replicate the extraordinary efficiencies you can get in a country like Vietnam in the United States. Just think about, like, land is going to be so much more expensive. So many things are going to be so much more expensive and less convenient.
So building this new factory in North Carolina is, of course, a gamble for the company. In what way is it a gamble for North Carolina, too?
It's a gamble because the government of North Carolina and local governments are offering incentives for VinFast to set up. So if the factory were to go belly up, that would obviously be embarrassing, but potentially some taxpayer money would go down the drain. That said, local government officials, you know, note that a lot of the money is tied to specific benchmarks that the company has to reach. So if, for example, VinFast doesn't hire the amount of people it's going to say it's going to hire, it won't get a lot of the incentives. So the government thinks that it's not too risky because, worst case scenario, things don't pan out. They probably won't have spent too much money.
That was WSJ reporter John Emont. For more of your daily tech headlines, check out TNB Tech Minute. That's right here in the Tech News Briefing feed. Coming up, feeling under the weather for that camera on meeting? Find out how tech can help you look well rested and refreshed after the break.
Hi, I'm Andy Serwer, Barron's editor at large. On my new podcast, At Barron's, I'm bringing you inside the C-suite for insights from today's top leaders in business, technology, finance, entertainment, and economics. Our guests will offer their unique insight into their companies and industries and the challenges and experience that made them the leaders they are today. Listen to new episodes of At Barron's every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
We all have days when we're not looking our best. Now, though, technology can help. WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen is here to tell us about some of the different tools that can give us a little confidence boost in video calls on those off days. Nicole, let's start with some of those tech solutions. What are some of the more effective ones that you've encountered?
Well, most people will be beholden to the video chat platform software that is chosen by their company. So I'll give you a couple of options. If you use Zoom, there's a setting called Touch Up My Appearance, which gives you this lovely skin smoothing digital airbrush effect. There is a new effect in Google Meet, and that's called Portrait Mode. And there are two settings. One is subtle and one is smoothing, and they're different intensities of effectively the same thing. But if you use Google Meet on your phone, then you can eliminate dark circles, brighten your visage, look more awake and perky. And Microsoft Teams also has a skin smoothing effect.
These kinds of filters have been around for a while now. What's different about this kind of newest iteration? Are they more natural looking or just more seamless?
The Google Meet effect is new. That feature is new. That hasn't existed before, but Zoom's and Microsoft Teams has. What's different is that the face tracking is much better. So in the past, they could look like a silly Snapchat filter. Now they look more natural and you can adjust the intensity. So it doesn't look like something that's put on. It looks just like you woke up with a professional ring light and studio setup right from your home.
Speaking of ring lights, are there lower tech solutions that can also help you look better on camera?
Yes, there is a solution that I should mention that's built into Mac OS and iPhone, and that's called Studio Lighting. And if you have the latest version of iOS and the latest version of Mac OS, then you can use Studio Lighting, which brightens your face and dims your background to great effect across any video app.
Just out of curiosity, are you using any of these effects right now? Because you look really nice today.
Thank you. I'm using both portrait mode, which is giving this nice blurred background effect, and studio lighting, which is dimming the background and highlighting my visage. But I do have this Logitech light, which produces a nice, soft, warm glow, which is pretty flattering as well.
That was WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. And don't forget to catch the latest tech headlines on our TNB Tech Minute this afternoon. Thanks for listening.